Hi, I'm Curtis.
Hello, I'm Melissa.
Hello, I'm Connor.
And welcome to the What's Happening podcast. We're back. There's a buzz in the background.
There I'm going to try and...
Yeah, because... So we're having some studio issues this morning. We did think we had them fixed. Do you know what? Let's just deal with it.
Is it noticeable?
No, let's
tap just... the wire.
I'm not sitting here. So we had for to do with my hand up.
Just tap it.
It's away now.
We had to do this once before, and Connor had to hold the microphone the whole time. And I don't mean like that's not a bad thing if you're like holding a microphone like you would normally hold one if you were singing or something. But ours are on like arms that hang over the desk, and Connor had to hold his arm above his head for a full hour. Fair play to you. I actually don't think you got the credit you deserved for that.
No, so, no do I, mate. Thank you. There we go. Appreciate that.
Anyway, how are we?
What if we hang this so it weighs it down a wee bit?
I feel as though the listeners don't want to listen to this. That is a good idea.
Do you know what? Everybody, like every now and again, we get a message. People are like, "We'd love to see behind the scenes." This is it.
Yeah. It's not.
This is the glamour.
This is literally the behind the scenes. Are you going to hold that again for a full hour?
Well, let's see.
Oh my gosh!
Okay, stay, Connor. Stay where you are and do not move. Okay. Right, stay there. Okay.
That's so good. Yes, welcome to this week's episode of the What's Happening podcast. How are we all?
Good.
Bad.
Well, good. I know, you're not feeling well, mate, are you?
Sick of it.
So Melissa's not well again. So did we talk in the last episode about how we were all sick?
Yeah,
we did.
I feel like I've been sick twice in the space of like a 1 month period.
Yeah, because it was
really annoying.
Just before Christmas last time, wasn't it? So it's not even 1 month, it's like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we were talking about that bug that was going around, and a load of TikTok videos started coming up for me, and it was just people like with the bug going, has anybody else had this? And
it was like the Lurgy or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was awful.
Like, it was people in America and stuff, like, describing the exact symptoms that I had. And I was like, this is a worldwide... But this is more of a pandemic than the pandemic
COVID
was.
2.0.
100%.
But some of those people did say, yeah, I felt better for like 2 weeks and then it came back again. And I was dreading that. It seems to have happened to Melissa, but touch wood.
Oh, man.
But it's not the same thing.
Oh, is it not?
This is like a head cold, just like a normal head cold. The last thing was literally the worst thing ever because it was every symptom on earth that you could have to feel sick. This is just all very focused in my head. My ears are sore.
Sinusy.
My throat's sore. Yeah, very sinusy. So it's just annoying more than anything.
So Melissa's going to be grim today for the episode. We'll just get that out in the open now.
We'll move on with it because like I haven't seen you since Christmas or really been speaking to each other. I know you used to see each other at the weekends and stuff, but me and you, Curtis, were talking in the group chat the other day and Melissa just replied something like, I'm dying.
I'm miserable. It makes you miserable. I think when you're sick, you're just so down. Or maybe I'm just really self-pitying. I think I am self-pitying because I'm annoyed about it.
She's also trying to keep those vitamins up, so she's just had an apple, so she's going to be picking that out of her teeth throughout the podcast. So if you do hear any, like,
that's
what that is, like a wee gopher.
I'm
like
disgusting.
On the plus side, I did see something on Twitter the other day that it's like 40 days before... the 8 o'clock sunsets and stuff come back, so your mood will instantly change.
Well, wait till you hear what I found, Melissa, on the weekend breakfast show. What?
Melissa discovered this.
There's
to be fair,
a Twitter page called the Grand Isle Stretch.
Okay,
and every single day at sunset, it updates you on how much of a stretch there's been in the evenings to the minute and second.
Right.
Curtis texted me the other night and was like, just to let you know, the stretch was 18 minutes, whatever, making it a stretch today of 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
So just to explain, right, the Grand Isle Stretch is the stretch in the evenings from, like, recorded from the shortest day of the year. Forget about the buzz, it's fine.
I'm sorry, it's annoying me more than the listeners.
I know. So anyway, the Grand Isle Stretch is calculated from the shortest day of the year.
Yeah.
So for example, last night, the Grand Isle Stretch was 22 minutes and 28 seconds.
It was only 18 at the weekend.
That gives us an extra, I don't know, I'm not going to do the math. It says, I don't know. 22 minutes and 28 seconds. So that's how long we're going, and it usually tells you just how long the extra stretch is. So there we go. If that's the Grand Isle Stretch on Twitter, which is handy to keep your eye on. Connor's going to have
guess
to
guess what I'm doing again.
You're just holding your hand there for the full hour.
So I just can't wait until it's, you know, a stretch of about an hour.
Well, 22 minutes, that brings us, what, like to at least 4:30, I would say.
Yeah, that's good.
So in a month's time, it might be like 5:30.
Yeah, I know, I'm very excited.
What is the weather doing at the minute? Because yesterday it was 12 degrees and today it's like 5. And have you noticed it's been going up and down like that?
Yeah.
Like it's been one day it's 11 degrees and then the next day it's frosty. And then after that, like...
Was it around Christmas time? It was like -3 and then just coming 3 days up to Christmas, later it was 14 degrees.
Yeah. 14 degrees and like... Yeah. I saw that. So it was 14 degrees and raining and I was like, that's our summer.
Yeah.
Basically the summer.
A week ago it was -1 when David Gordon and I left the station and it was like so icy outside, properly slippy. And the next evening, like the very next night, it was 11 degrees. I was like, why is there such a difference in 24
hours? Global warming, baby.
That is global warming, yeah. Anyway, we have got some listeners of the week to do very quickly.
We do. Hit that jingle.
I almost thought Feliz Navidad was going to play there because I didn't think it changed it.
Banger. So yes, this week's listeners of the weeks, because it's been a couple of weeks since we last did a podcast, are Claire O'Kane, also Damon Mac McMahon. We've got Les Reid, also Tara, who lives in Dublin. Big ups, Tara.
Oh, we've been into Dublin.
Cousins. And Philip Blair, who all followed us over on the What's Happening podcast Instagram. If you want to be listener of the week, please do the same if you haven't already done
so. Thank you, guys. You did the bare minimum. That is all we ask. So thank you. You can do the same. You can be listener of the week. I was going to say next week, but... take you away next week. So
I am, mate, yes.
Yeah, so on the next episode, you can be listener of the next episode.
Sure, please.
What has been going on? Anybody been doing anything exciting? My month actually hasn't been that exciting, to be fair. But
no.
Anybody got anything else exciting to report?
I haven't seen you since Christmas and New Year's, so I'll go first. I had a lovely Christmas, very chilled. All I did was eat and drink.
That's what it's all about.
And yeah, I had a lovely time. Me and Liv just kind of like chilled in the house, did like a little bit of house bits and pieces, tidied some bits up, watched a couple of movies. New Year's Eve, I had to be in London for work, so we flew out on the Friday morning, the 30th, flew out from Belfast first thing in the morning, and Liv wanted to go to Winter Wonderland on the Friday because we wouldn't have really had any time on the Saturday. So we landed and got to the hotel at like shortly after 9, left the bags off, the room wasn't ready. So I'd said to Liv, I was like, do you want to go grab a coffee or get some breakfast? She's like, do you want to go to Winter Wonderland? I was like, it's 9:30 in the morning. So you have to book tickets. So she had booked tickets for us to arrive between 10 a.m. and midday. So she was like,
she can give you a whole lot of time like this.
I know, she's like, we may as well just go. I was like, right, so Winter Wonderland, it was a ghost town.
Really?
Like, it was dead.
That's crazy, because you can't get a ticket before Christmas.
No, there was, like, us, and I'm not exaggerating, obviously, like, all the vendors and stuff like that, there was about 50 people.
Really?
In Winter Wonderland,
What is Winter Wonderland? Like, what, is it like a Christmas market?
Yeah, it's like our Christmas market on steroids.
Wow.
And lots of rides and stuff as well.
Lots of rides. There's several German tents.
There's an ice rink. Yeah. And Funderland combined.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I've never been. I've just seen loads of Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know. Well, I saw it, but I didn't know that it was at Winter Wonderland. Did you see the video of, you know, the slingshot thing?
Was that Winter Wonderland?
Winter Wonderland.
No, I haven't seen. What?
Oh my gosh.
It's what, you know, one of those slingshot things you go on in like Marbella?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It, like, you sit in this ball and it pings you up. Yeah. Didn't one of the sides break or something?
Yeah.
Shut up.
And it just like fell and hit
It went off and then one of the strings like snapped.
So it went
and it
sideways
went off
then?
And then like went up and then hit the...
like the pole, the tolls.
Scaffolding.
Yeah.
Was there somebody in it?
Two people,
two girls were in it.
Were they okay?
I don't know.
I think they were fine. Like, I think they were okay, because that's what that ball thing is for. Like, that's the protection. But, I will... Honestly, I would never get on one of them. Anytime I've seen one of them in any destination I've ever been, and you see people getting on, you're just like, are you... mad.
Yeah. Why would you? I've never been on one of those, and I would be a bit of a thrill seeker, but I always think I don't trust that.
No.
Because if I trust anything.
Yeah.
But I always thought if the wire broke while it was shooting up, rather than while it was already up and coming back down, then you would head off into oblivion.
You'd be gone to the moon.
When you
like,
land, you would die.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm scared of those things.
There's Melissa's final destination, brain in action. But in fairness, I have that same thing. Yeah. Like when it comes to that, I would not get near one of them. It's so stupid. Like,
so we were like, we got in and we kind of like, as you do, did the rounds, walked around the place. I haven't been to Winter Wonderland in like 3 years, so just like took a dander around, and it was weird because there was very little people there, but it was kind of nice. Because,
yeah, I was going to say, was it nice? Yeah, but it wasn't overcrowded.
Yeah, so we just kind of like walked around the place, and then I kind of like spotted where I wanted to go for food because I was quite hungry. And at 10:30, I had eaten German bratwurst, hot dog, mac and cheese, and Dutch pancakes
is for breakfast. Is that the mac and cheese you boomeranged us?
No, so that was from that evening. That was from Hawksmoor. Yes,
but it was the Dutch pancakes you sent as a thing. Or did you send us a photo? You mentioned something about Dutch pancakes, I remember.
So just on the topic, of rides, I was pissing myself laughing at this. So you know this ride. Sorry for the listeners who obviously can't see. If you can explain that.
Right, so it swings around.
It's like a windmill,
but it's only got one pendulum, and there's people on either end.
On either side, right?
And it just goes round and round.
It doesn't go round and round like circular, it goes round and round like over and under and over and under and over and under.
So.
Like a pedal?
Yes.
Like a pedal on a bicycle?
That is the
perfect explanation. So whenever people are getting on it, on the ride on one end, the other end is on the opposite side, so right at the top, just hanging there. We were walking around Winter Wonderland and there was one guy on this ride, like by himself,
just on his own.
Oh my word. He actually feels so sorry for the people working there, because I'm sure they're like, this is so boring.
I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, maybe he came by himself, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah, nothing
sorry,
against
I'm wrecking
that
the place. But I was like, going on that, I don't know, I wouldn't have done it. Fair play to him for doing it, but I just couldn't stop laughing. And then people eventually got on it, but got on the opposite side, so he was up there by himself.
Was there a girlfriend standing at the bottom of the coach?
I don't know.
Just holding the bags.
Yeah.
So that's the weirdest thing. People on the bottom getting on, and he's just left up there on his own. Like, oh my god, and the thing is, that would terrify me. Like, I don't trust. I love a theme park, right? Mm. But see, when it comes to like fairgrounds, I just don't trust them.
No,
I don't know why.
See, I went to Funderland recently, as you know, when it was here, and I did that to Scott. But I was like, "Well, it's fine. I'll just go on by myself." And because he didn't want me to go on by himself, he came on. Next thing, he was like, "I was,
I felt
so bad." Loads of them, to
just
be
all
honest.
Of them. Yeah,
all of them
you are
your
little thrill seeker, though.
But to be fair. Getting older definitely makes you feel queasy, because then, unlike the last one we went on, I felt really like something's going to come up here. And we hadn't even had dinner, because we were wise enough to not have dinner before we went.
Mm.
And it was, I was queasy, and I didn't used to get queasy at all.
Do you know what I think would kill me now? Do you know the one, what do you call it, where this, it goes round and round and round, and then you sit in the things and they spin you round as well? Is it the waltzer?
Yeah.
You know the waltzer? I think, at the age of 30, I'm nearly 32 now, I would come off the waltzer feeling like I'd just gone 10 rounds of Mike Tyson. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you're a kid, you love it, but now you'd be getting off like, ow,
we used
that
to
hurts.
Go, you would get whiplash from the waltzer.
100%. Here, do you remember the ones, actually I haven't seen one of these in a while, do you ever remember the things that used to be like a spinning room? So like,
oh my gosh, and you stuck to the wall.
You wore a Velcro suit.
Or
no, you didn't
have
to.
Winter Wonderland. Yeah,
I haven't seen one of those in years.
But you would move up the wall. It was called the sticky wall,
and you just like clung to it because it was going so fast. I haven't seen. I was starting to think maybe they'd been banned.
Yeah, I hadn't seen one of those in years.
Yeah. So, yes, went to Winter Wonderland and then finished there. Went and did some shopping and stuff, and then that evening we went to the ultimate steak place. It is unreal. Hawksmoor in London. I think I've spoke about it already before in this podcast. 10 out of 10, banging. That is where I got my mac and cheese from. So I had double mac and cheese on the Friday, two portions of mac and cheese. And then, yeah, Saturday, so
I'm so hungry every time you say mac and cheese. I can actually feel myself getting hungrier. Sorry.
So I, on Saturday, I had work in the afternoon, so we didn't really have any time to do anything kind of either side. So we were in the hotel and Liv was like, I wanted to watch the United match, priorities. And I was like, I just wanted to kind of sit on the sofa in the room and watch it on the iPad. And she was like, well, do you want to go get some lunch very quickly? I was like, okay, cool. So there was a Pizza Express right across the road.
And were you staying in your favourite hotel?
Yeah. And I was sitting in it and I was like, I've definitely been in here before. That's the Pizza Express that we went to whenever we went to the Bar Awards.
The Bar Awards. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I was so hammered. I don't even really... I remember being in the Pizza Express, yeah, but I don't remember...
Did I go on home?
I don't know if yous were there.
I remember going
on home.
You
were with...
Marlena.
Yes.
Was that the one... I don't know if that was the one Marlena was on.
No. We all definitely went... It was the Bar Awards, wasn't it?
It was the Bar Awards. Yeah, because I remember McCammond eating a lot of dough balls.
Oh, I remember.
Were you there?
You were sitting facing me with
Were you
Catherine
there?
At a table.
Yeah, yeah, big long table.
Yeah.
So that's right. I remember
but it
the
took
waiters
them so long to serve us. Yeah.
Yes, but I remember the waiter's face whenever we turned up and we were like, have you got a table for like 30 people?
Yeah.
And he was just like, it's a Friday night or Thursday night, whatever it was, and that was funny. So that's where you'd been?
Yeah, that's where I was. So on the topic of the service, Melissa,
did it take them ages?
No, it didn't, but they got my order wrong, right?
Scumbags.
So Liv wanted like loads of picky bits, so she got like garlic bread, dough balls, calamari and prawns.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted like carbonara.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd said to the guy, had the menu in front of me and I pointed at the carbonara, the spaghetti. He then came down with the carbonara pizza.
Oh my gosh.
Looked at me and I was like, I didn't order this. I was like, I asked for carbonara spaghetti. And he's like, no, you said carbonara and pointed at the pizza. And I was like, no, I definitely didn't. I said spaghetti. And I was like, listen, I'm in a rush. I'll just eat it. I was like, it's fine. And then he stood there for like a minute and he was like, no, you sure? I'll take it back and it'll be 5 minutes. I was like, no, it's fine. And he was like, no, I'll take it back. And I was like, honestly, no.
Oh,
just leave it.
It's fine. I'll eat it.
It's too awkward.
And then he felt like, he came back and he's like, I feel really bad. And then, because he was kind of saying it was my fault. And I was like, it definitely wasn't because I pointed at the spaghetti.
Yeah. Feel really bad got your order wrong.
So me and Liv were sitting there and you can like see the kitchen.
Mm.
So he was Italian and he was speaking to the chef in Italian.
You're going to say you got the carbonara as well?
No, but he was pointing like towards me and speaking in Italian. And I feel as though he was like giving off to the chef. So I don't know what had happened. Was he actually wrote down carbonara spaghetti, but the chef made a carbonara pizza?
Yeah.
I don't know. But it was actually quite nice.
Yeah, how was
it?
It
was nice. There was just like a weird egg in the middle of it.
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Somebody ordered that one like when I was in Pizza Express in Belfast one time.
Yeah, it was nice. So yeah, that happened. Went to work and then came home in the evening and Liv had wanted to go to Westminster, Big Ben, to watch the fireworks.
Right.
On New Year's night. And couldn't get tickets. It was £15 a ticket.
You had to get a ticket for it? Because I wondered, because I saw so many people at it and I was kind of like, how do you...
So I'd said...
The fireworks were the most incredible display of fireworks I've ever seen in my whole life.
So I'd said to her, I was like, I'm not actually fussed and going because it will be chaos.
Yeah,
you'd see it better
freezing
from where you were.
So I'd said to her, we'll go out, we'll grab like a takeaway or something. Are you okay?
Sorry, I just had a hiccup there. Keep going, I just want to get a drink.
So we went out, grabbed some food and a couple of drinks. And I'd said, dear, whenever we were walking back to the hotel, I was like, I've got a plan. The hotel goes up to the 16th floor.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 16th floor, it's just all glass. As like, you will be able to see all of London.
Oh my gosh.
So that's what we did.
There?
Yeah.
And were there loads of people?
No.
Oh my God, nobody else knew.
No.
Connor, that's amazing.
Just like literally overlooked. I'll show you. I think I've got a photo.
Video on Instagram or anything, though. So thanks for thinking about us.
I watched I told Curtis about it because you watched it too. I watched it on the TV and I was like, I have never seen such a phenomenal display of fireworks ever.
So do you remember they always do the fireworks and then was it last year they did drones or something?
So that was the few.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Liv is like going up in the lift, because in the lifts, it's glass, so you can see you going up outside.
I hate those.
And she
journalists.
Nearly boked.
Yeah,
she's
I hate
like,
them.
Oh no!
The one on the CN Tower in Toronto is like that. When you're going up in the lift, you can see outside. Mm. And I had the stand in the back corner.
Yeah.
And Ashley, like, whenever those things happen, Ashley has to stand in front of me so that I can't see out. But we were in with, like, these other people, and there was this, like, Spanish family, and their dad was just kind of, like, kept going, whoa, shaking the lift, you know, to scare the kids. And then he clocked me, and I was standing in the back, like, please stop that.
Oh, my gosh.
That looks amazing, though, so you can get a really good view of the...
Yeah, so it was brilliant. So we did that, and then just had, like, we got a couple of beers and just sat up there, a couple of drinks. And yeah, that was my New Year's Eve, and then came home, back to kind of regular routine. I don't know about you guys, getting up the other morning to go to the gym, it was a massive struggle.
Yeah.
Because, like, I didn't go to the gym over Christmas
Me
or anything.
Either. I went back last week, and then I haven't been back this week because I've been sick again and I'm fuming.
Have you watched Kaleidoscope?
Have I mentioned I'm fuming?
You're raging. You've let us know. Kaleidoscope, no, but I've read you can literally watch that in any order or something.
Yes. So I started watching it on the plane home the other day. And watched one episode, and I was like, I need to stop this because Liv will really like this, and I don't want to rewatch it. So I then put it up on the Netflix in the living room on the TV, and didn't realize that it comes up in like random order every time you go into like a different device.
Oh, wow.
So, like,
this is the one you can watch in any order.
Yeah. So I saw something that apparently it tells you how to watch it, like chronological order. So we've started to do that, and it's far better because you can actually understand the story and follow it. If you haven't watched it yet, which you haven't, check it out. It's very good.
So I'll want to watch it in the order that you watched it in then, so that it'll be able to... Because I don't get my head around being able to watch...
It would be
something.
I imagine it's very confusing.
Like, I feel the same. I want to watch it in the order.
Yeah.
What was that movie that came out over lockdown that was meant to be the same at the start as if you watched it? Tenet?
I didn't see
that. Do you remember?
No, I didn't see it.
So it came out. It was like the only movie to come out over lockdown.
That was my chair.
Melissa's been having too much protein.
She's on the
that
Huel.
Was my chair.
She's on the Huel. Connor's starting Huel.
I am. Yes.
Curtis told him he would be making sounds like that
for weeks.
Yeah, you'll be making sounds like that for at least 2 weeks, at least. No, that movie Tenet had come out during lockdown, and apparently, if you watch it from the end to the start, like backwards, it's the same as if you watch it from the start to the end.
I find my head really hard to get around all that.
Yeah.
I just imagine if you find it that hard to watch, imagine creating it.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, how did somebody write the story and as they're writing, figure out, you know, how to make the ending as soon as the beginning? Like, I struggle to understand that the name Hannah can be spelt the same forwards and backwards. I'm like, that's incredible. But how did somebody write a story that's like that? You know,
because there was a show on Netflix like a couple of years ago that you could choose how the ending of stuff was.
What was that?
I
never
like
watched
that.
It.
What was that? I remember that because everybody was talking about it. I never got around to watching it.
Like, it gave you options or something, like every quarter or something through the movie.
And then you like chose what you wanted to...
What to happen in the movie.
Yeah.
And then it played out.
Had different endings each time.
Yeah. So, definitely watch Kaleidoscope.
Who's in it? There's someone really famous is in it, isn't there?
I don't know, mate. I don't even know the name of it. I can't remember. One other thing. So I think you actually did this with Alfie. Did you adopt Alfie?
I did.
Right. So Liv has two cats of her own that still live with her parents.
Okay.
And the cats are like getting a little bit old and stuff now. But Liv is always, she always pulls this card like, oh, I want like a little cat or something to be here to kind of like keep me company whenever you're away. So I was like, right, whenever we get our own house, we can maybe look at it. I have got allergies, so I'm like allergic to dogs and cats, but there's certain dogs that you can get
hypoallergenic.
Shed?
Yeah, yes. So Paolo has one.
Yeah. So Liv's response to that was one of the bald cats.
Oh,
and I was like, absolutely not.
No.
I was like, no, they're ugly.
I'm sure
like,
they're lovely, but they're terrifying.
No.
They're just
like, no, I'm not getting
has one.
I'm not getting a bald cat.
Yeah.
So we were sitting on the sofa the other night and she was like, I would rather like adopt like a cat and give it like a good home and stuff. rather than getting like a kitten. So I went on and had a look at is it kennels? Is that the right thing?
A cattery.
A cattery?
I think, yeah. There's actually one just around the corner from here. Cats Protection is just around the corner.
Around the corner, yes. Yeah. So I went on and, mate, I was pissing myself laughing for a good half hour. It's like Cat Tinder.
Oh.
Cat Tinder.
The names. So it's like profiles. So, like, it gives you the name of the cat and, like, a thing. And then it gives you a little bit of description. Yeah. So there's, like, Sheila. Sheila is a very loving character and stuff and all this.
I am sorry,
Sheila,
but
loves pets.
Like, who's calling their cat Sheila?
There was one called Mr. Raspberry.
I love that. I would go on and look at dogs a lot, and they've always got wee bios as well, but it makes me really sad because it always tells you about their difficult life, and it's really, really sad.
Do you know what I love? I love animals with people's names, but like not like, you know, like so Alfie is obviously a person's name, but that's obviously a pet's name as well, but I like a dog called Richard.
Like
do you know what I mean?
Mr. Cranberry.
I love
so
him.
We actually changed Alfie's name whenever we first adopted him. His name in the kennels was Banjo.
Right.
So we were like, nah, because I'm not standing outside the front door going, Banjo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So Alfie sounds much better. So you're going to get a cat?
Thinking about it.
Mate, honestly, I can tell you adopting an animal is the best thing you will ever do.
That's my kind of thing. Like,
Is it going to be a house cat?
Well, yes.
Good, and it'll keep the mice away as well if you let the lights out.
I've nothing against, like, there's people out there who breed animals correctly, and I'm all for that because that how else do you get them?
Yeah.
But there's so many people out there who just do it for money and don't do it, and that's the reason that I would always adopt. I'm trying not to sound all high and mighty about it, but there's just so many scumbags out there who don't actually care about the animal's welfare and would rather just make a quick couple of quid. So that's the right route to go. I'm proud of you, mate.
Thank you. There was two little cats, so they're brother and sister. Now, I don't actually think this is going to happen, but I think this is very cute. So Liv was like, well, you need to take both of them. You just can't take one. You can't separate them.
She's right.
They're called Milo and I think Marilyn or Missy. I was like, that's very cute.
That, me, as cute as that is, I think you need Mr. Raspberry in your life.
Cranberry.
Mr. Cranberry, get it right.
Mr. Cranberry. I love the thought of Connor like hanging out his front door
with Mr. Cranberry!
A piece of chicken in his hand. Mr. Cranberry. The neighbours being like, that new guy that's moved in is weird.
I've never thought about this. And you might have actually experienced it with Alfie because Alfie's like a human name.
Yeah.
But Liv was like, can you imagine like adopting a cat or getting a new like animal or something and calling it like Harry or something, or Tom, right?
Yeah.
But being in the office and talking to someone and be like, oh, Tom came into the bedroom and pissed all over the place the other night. It's like,
I love it. Leon.
Can you imagine someone standing there like walking halfway through the conversation and being like, what? Like, what are you talking about?
Do you ever watch Gogglebox? There's a family, the guy who's on Instagram now, he's big on TikTok and stuff, Tom Malone.
Okay.
Do you know who I'm talking about? No.
No, I don't.
So his family are still on Gogglebox, but he's not. But his dad's like a proper English bloke. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And they've this big like sort of bulldog thing, and it's called Dave. Okay. And it cracks me up every time. It like jumps up on the sofa and he's like, ah, for flip's sake, Dave.
My dog's called Sam.
See, animals with people's names, just that's peak.
So yes, that is all that I've been getting up to. What about you guys?
Well, I'll go because I haven't got much to talk about. So first of all, what have I watched? Have you ever seen Dexter?
Yes.
Yeah,
did you watch Dexter?
So I think there's like seven or eight seasons. We watched five.
Okay.
And it's one of those things that we need, it's on our list that we
need to
finish.
You're
going to
want to finish it, and let me tell you.
It's got a very weird ending though, from what I've heard.
Right.
And
so
a lot of people are annoyed of how it ended.
The ending, in my opinion, was crap.
Have you watched it?
I've watched all of Dexter. The ending, in my opinion, shocking. So bad. But there's a new series.
Okay.
It came out last year. It's called Dexter New Blood.
Right.
And it wraps it up.
Okay.
And it is so good.
See, I didn't like his sister. She annoyed me.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually preferred her to him.
Really?
Deb? Deb it was,
wasn't
it?
She annoyed me.
Well, she's in the new one.
Maybe we'll watch it because there's loads of stuff that we've watched and just haven't.
Is this Dexter's Laboratory?
No.
That is not what you think I'm talking about, is it?
Yeah, that's what I said I used to watch
on
it.
On Cartoon Network?
Yeah. Is that not what we're talking
the,
about?
No, it's the not. Ending of Dexter's Laboratory is so bad.
That's what I was like, I don't no. think we're talking about the same thing.
We're definitely no. not, no. So Dexter is...
Did you watch Ed, Edd n Eddy?
It was so good!
No.
Ed, Edd n Eddy!
Is that a cartoon?
Yeah.
Did you it watch was on Cartoon Network.
My Fairly Odd Parents.
Yes,
my I didn't really. Fairly Odd Parents.
I didn't really get into that. I found you were either a Disney kid,
yeah,
or a Nickelodeon kid, yeah. And then everybody just kind of dabbled in Cartoon Network and
yeah.
Boomerang.
Yeah,
Boomerang was great. That was all yeah. like that was Johnny, Johnny Bravo and
I was
stuff
say
like that.
Johnny Hero,
Johnny Bravo, Johnny Hero, basically the same person.
Yeah.
No, I was more a Nickelodeon kid to be fair. So I was Kenan and Kel.
Kenan and Kel. Who loves orange soda? Kel loves orange soda.
Kenan and Kel has the best theme tune to any TV
it's
show.
It's a banger, isn't
it? Coolio? I didn't know it was Coolio. I think we've said this before.
Hey, Arthur.
So anyway, Hey, Arthur was great.
I know.
Hey, Arthur was so good.
Have you heard that theme tune?
Not as good as Kenan and Kel.
I'm going to walk down the aisle to that theme tune.
Sabrina the
Every
Teenage
day
Witch.
When I'm walking down the aisle.
Hang on, we've done an episode where you sang that whole thing
yeah.
and somebody messages about
it.
That's right.
Hey! What a wonderful... Okay, that's enough.
Right, so Ed, Edd n Eddy, where were we going with that? So no, not Dexter's Laboratory.
Okay.
Very different story. So do I need to put a spoiler alert before this just in case you've never seen Dexter? I'll do it anyway, right? Melissa's not going to watch it when I tell her what it is.
No.
When I tell her what, because it is a bit graphic, if you remember.
You'll not like it.
So basically, this guy is a blood spatter analyst in the CIA, or not the CIA, like a police department.
Yeah. Sounds to me like he's in a laboratory.
So he's crime scene investigation. He kind of is, I suppose.
He
goes out and he looks at the blood, and he's able to like tell you by the patterns, you know, what he thinks happened, how people were killed, and stuff like that. It is really interesting to watch. But
is it true?
No, it's not true. It's a series. But there are people that do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's a job. And funny enough, you get into it by going through art.
Really?
Like, apparently that's how you get into it.
Wow.
Because I checked. I was like, cool, that sounds cool. Yeah. How do you do that? Apparently you study art to do that, but there you go.
Wow.
So basically, he has a code where he's a serial killer, but he only kills people who have done really bad things.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't just kill randomly. From the crimes that he discovers working in the police.
He, like, finds out who committed the crime.
Yeah.
And then murders them.
He kills him, but he does it in such a way that he leaves
no
trace.
Yeah.
So he, like, buys loads of plastic sheets and puts them up in the room and everything, and there's, like, no trace that he ever killed anyone. So it's really interesting.
And do you see the graphic murders?
You do.
Oh. Yeah.
But not the graphic murders that the serial killers have done, but you see the graphic murders that he does. It's never really too graphic. He plunges a knife into them.
Yeah,
like
you can see him with a knife and then sometimes it like cuts away to his face.
I feel like I would like that, but I feel like it's on the edge.
So it's from the noughties, so it's quite almost cheesy now when you watch it because he's like running around Miami in like floral shirts and stuff and it looks kind of like... But it's good. I would definitely recommend it. It's a good watch. And what I would say is, yes, the ending, not great. However, now that they've released this new series, which I watched,
I'll maybe go back and watch it.
10 episodes, and it wraps everything up.
What's
and it is.
On?
We watched it on Now TV. So I think it's Sky Atlantic.
Okay, cool.
So we watched it on Now TV.
Can you imagine if Dexter, the TV show that you're talking about, was based on Dexter's Laboratory, and it's Dexter from Dexter's Laboratory.
He grew up and became a serial killer?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Wow. I bet you it is based on that.
Not 100% sure that it is. But
I think it is.
I think, I mean, that's a great
like
fan theory.
Yeah.
It's a great fan theory. I'm here for it. So I did that. What else? Not a whole lot. You know, I drank a lot of
Cool Swan.
So that's the drink I was telling you before. It's kind of like Bailey's, only way better.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you work with Bailey's, Melissa, so I hope you don't mind me saying this on the podcast. But have you not? No.
Sure,
okay, well, I'm about to trash them. I'm not going to. I love Bailey's, but this thing, Cool Swan, is just so good.
So I was at my mum's on Christmas Day, and I never really drink Baileys. I think I've had one Baileys
well,
in my
we've
life.
We mentioned this
we've
in the podcast before, because
right?
We did a feature on you drinking your first ever Baileys.
So I said to my mum, I was like, I'm going to come down Christmas morning, and I was like, I'd love to have like a little Baileys.
Yeah.
She was like, oh yeah, there's some, she's got like a shed outside. She was like, oh, there's some in the shed. I was like,
she had a drink.
Right, okay.
Tell me you're from Belfast without telling me.
So I came down on Christmas morning, and then in the afternoon I was like, oh, give us a wee Baileys. So she went out to the shed and came back and with two bottles. She was like, here you go. There's like original and then there was like a peppermint one or something.
Oh, nice. Right?
So I was like, all right, okay. I'll try the original. And I like opened it and I could see like the crustiness of like yeah. the Baileys.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is opened. And she was like, yeah. I was like, did you drink it recently? She's like, no, it's just been in the shed.
I wouldn't.
I was like, does Baileys go out of date? And I was like, there's surely
dairy in it. Is it like it's a cream milk product? Yeah. Like, yeah.
So I checked Google. Yes, Baileys goes out of date within like a 2-year period. Okay. So once you've opened it, you've got 2 years to drink it.
Well, that
That's
means
quite
the
a
half,
long period of time.
I was going to say, that means the half bottle of it that I drank at Christmas was fine because that was from previous years. So.
This bottle of Baileys was opened in 2013. So I was like, I can't drink this, Mum.
Here, have a get you wrecked.
Yeah.
Because like, it's whiskey in it too. Yeah, and obviously the whiskey matures as well.
So I was like, I can't drink this. And she's like, try the peppermint one, 2015.
Oh,
I was like, so
God.
I'm Baileys.
So you didn't get your Baileys?
No.
Mate, I have about 4 bottles in the house if you want one. Like, I'll hook you up with Baileys. People keep buying me it. Yeah. It's the maddest thing.
Well, you do talk about how much you love it quite often.
But I like Cool Swan better. So if you're ever going to buy me something, just so you know, if there's
the
Cool
difference?
Swan. So Cool Swan is,
It looks like Grey Goose.
It's in almost like a Grey Goose bottle, but it's it's a white liquid. So it's like a white chocolate.
Okay.
And whiskey, kind of bourbon whiskey. It's so good. It's really nice.
Is this the drink that you told me a while back that you can't get anywhere but like the shop that was around the corner from you?
Yes, but that has now changed because Tesco stock it, which means it's way more readily available, which isn't actually great for me because of how much I like it. So I'm trying to stay away from it. So, yes, there was that.
Have you tried Prime?
No, I
have you seen this guy on TikTok?
Wait, Key Wines. Do you know what? What are you teaching your... Where'd Melissa go?
She's lying back there.
How far does that chair go back? Oh my God.
It's
basically reclining.
So uncomfortable. So there's no back support. Do you know what I mean? Because if I put my back back, I go there.
Yeah.
She's away.
So I have to keep lying down because my back's so sore from setting up.
Lying on the floor? Straight?
No, but I have to still take part so I can just flip back up if I want to talk.
So I've seen the Wakey Wines guy and I just like, what are you teaching your... There's parents turning up and there's no way they're paying that amount of money for...
Well, I saw that he was selling a can for £100
and then the cans of Prime.
He got taken down from TikTok because apparently whatever, but he was like, oh, it was a joke. And then I saw on Facebook the other night that he sold 12 pack of Prime for £1,200 this woman, and I was like, there's no way someone is spending £1,200 on Prime.
I don't think they are.
No,
I think it's wholly
He's
for
kind of
TikTok
like leaning into it now.
But I do believe that there are people out there paying like £25 a bottle.
That's mad.
And it's like,
bet you it doesn't even taste nice.
Well, apparently it does. Everybody who I've seen on TikTok has been like, it actually is quite nice.
Yeah,
but like, I'm against people doing that, but at the same time, if there are people out there stupid enough to pay that price, like, it is, I don't want to say pathetic, like, but I mean, it is.
He said what he said.
Yeah.
Said what I said. The thing is, and you'll see it in the comments, everybody's saying, like, see in 6 months' time, you're going to be able to get that BM Bargains for like 59p.
Yeah, literally.
Which is true. Like, you are, and fair play to KSI and Logan Paul for doing it. Like, they are cashing in on it.
They actually don't own the company, though.
They only
own a part of it,
I think they have, like,
the faces of it.
They've bought in some way, but there's, like, a secret investor.
Yeah, but it worked for them. Yeah, like, it 100% worked for them.
I thought people hated Logan Paul. I'm so surprised.
He's really, like,
change people's opinions.
He's not as arrogant as he was, and I think he's really just kind of like
his brother
matured.
Has like taken on his arrogancy, I feel.
I kind of like Jake, so I do.
Really?
I kind of, I don't believe he actually wins the fights that he's, you know, like fairly, but
I think he's a mouthpiece and just needs to shut up.
Oh, it's Jake. I thought people didn't
He is
Logan.
A mouthpiece, but at the same time, it's business,
what
isn't
does
it?
Logan do?
So
Logan was his
the
brother
one from Prime, so it's Logan and KSI.
Logan was the original YouTuber.
Right.
So he's the one who went to that forest
so
in Japan. He's the little brother. His actual whole persona is the problem child.
Yeah, okay.
Because his family called him the problem child, which he is. But Jake's the one that, or not Jake, Logan's the one that went to that thingy in Japan, the forest, and we'll not get too deep into that. But so I don't know how we got onto that, but anyway, the only other thing I did was go to the pantomime, which was amazing. Really good. I'm pretty sure it's over now, so you'll probably not be able to get a ticket. But
McFetridge still hosting it.
Yep, and class.
Yeah,
class. I remember it was Curtis the weirdest thing.
Loved all the dirty jokes.
Yeah. I haven't been to the pantomime since I was like a kid.
There's loads of innuendos.
I didn't know just how adult it was.
Yeah.
And like the kids laugh along because they think someone said something funny, but like you're standing there like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like it's always hilarious. So yeah, I want to make a thing out of going to the pantomime now. Ashley had said to me about going and I was kind of like, all right. Because I didn't think, I thought it was a kid's thing. Mm. But no, there we go. The pantomime is very good. Mae McFetridge, brilliant.
Yeah.
And she pretty sure hosted the last one I was at, which I would have been like 6 or 7.
I think May's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
And you know what the funniest thing is? So there's like the lead characters. So it was Cinderella. So obviously you've got Cinderella. You've got, what do you call the prince?
The prince.
The prince. You've got the prince.
The ugly stepsisters.
The ugly stepsisters. So there's so many main characters in there. And there's like quite relatively famous people from England who play them.
Yeah.
Yet it's Mae McFetridge gets the standing ovation. Do you know what I mean? So all these people are probably coming over and being like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, who is this person?
But I know, because I always wonder, is there a Mae McFetridge in England?
Yeah, so
every
kind of area is bound to have their own
equivalent.
Do you really think so, though? Because I just feel like Northern Ireland is this special little place.
I mean, it is. I would say Scotland has it, probably. Things.
Yeah.
But, like, I just wonder, like, do these English people come over and hear Mae McFetridge just say stuff that we all laugh at and they're like, what does that even mean? So that has been my week anyway. Melissa, what have you been getting up to apart from being sick?
Okay, so Christmas was really quiet. It was lovely, but it was like, I feel like people say every year, oh, Christmas has been quiet, but my auntie was down with that flu that we all had, so we didn't see her. She didn't even get out of bed on Christmas Day, which is a bit rubbish because we always do like a Christmas brunch and it's always so lovely. So I really missed that this year.
Yeah.
Still lovely. Scott came up on Boxing Day as always. That was great. The New Year's week, we did pretty much nothing between Christmas and New Year. Went for maybe 2 walks.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back up to Belfast. Had a night out the night before New Year's Eve. That was really good, actually.
Where'd you go?
We ended up in the Heart Bar. It was packed.
Just you and Scott?
No. So, actually, I was at my friend's house having tea.
Okay.
And Scott went on his staff do. They had it in January. Or actually, it wasn't even January yet. It was the night before New Year's Eve. They had it later because, obviously, some people do their staff do's like that. And they went to Waterman Restaurant, so it's like the sister of James Street.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I'll be home for 4, and I was like, no you won't.
4 in the morning?
No.
Alright.
He went for dinner at 2 p.m. and he said he'd be home for 4 p.m.
Alright.
And I was like, no you won't. So I went to my friend's house and we were having tea, and he texted me and goes, come out and meet us. And I was like, he's just said come out and meet me. My friend was in her pajamas and she was like, will we go?
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So we ended up going out and meeting them, and it was really, really good. Vibes were brilliant. And the next day, actually the next day, I said this year I really want to do sea swims.
Mm-hmm.
So
I saw this.
I went for a sea swim on New Year's Day, and that was really good. Really, 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 really cold. I wasn't expecting it to be so painful. The cold is actually genuinely painful.
Do you think that is what has made you unwell?
I don't even talk. No. No, don't be silly.
I mean, I do. I genuinely think that.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, right? So have you told them about the cuts in your hands?
I know, right? So I've been for 2 since.
Okay.
So every time I go for a sea swim, which has been twice, I keep getting all these cuts on my hand because my hands are so numb. I must be smashing them off the rocks and then slicing them open.
And then do you know what she's doing?
What?
So she's got the cold, right? She's from her chill from the sea, and she's cutting her hands open and then trying to tell me on the radio about the health benefits. And he's like, mate, I'm not sitting here with a cold and cut hands. Do you know?
Yeah, so beautiful that is.
Yeah, it looks lovely. So where are the rocks coming into play?
They're
Do you not
there.
Just walk into the sea from the sand?
From the sand, the rocks were over where I left my clothes.
Okay.
But my hands are so numb I couldn't feel them, so I must have been like slamming my hands into the rocks. Not like, but like
climbing down the rocks like that.
So you're not really selling this early morning cold sea thing to me, like.
And then that one you had to come off the rocks to get in because I couldn't jump in because I couldn't get my hair wet because I had an event that night. So I'm loving it, but I'm worried that I'm hurting myself.
Yeah, I feel as though you are.
But I'm just going to get those wee waterproof gloves because, first of all, they stop your hands from going so numb, and second of all, they'll protect me from the cuts.
So you're still wanting to go and do this?
Yeah, well, it's so brilliant. You feel so incredible.
You sound brilliant.
I said to
Scott... I'm so glad Connor's on my side of the argument here.
I said to Scott after, I was like, oh, it feels like... It feels like, you know, when you take a big piece of airwaves chewing gum.
Yeah.
And you breathe and you breathe all the way through and you're like, your breathing is so clear.
Mm.
That's what it feels like after you've had a sea swim.
So,
and Scott says that's because, like, if you think about it and if you think about your days, there are some days that pass that you don't take a deep breath.
Mm.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
when you're in the cold, you have to regulate your breathing because you jump in, you're like, so you have to start breathing.
Like,
and that's so good for you.
Your, like, your body stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it slows down your heart over time.
It's really good for you.
When I did Let's Go Hydro last year, so it was March last year I did Let's Go Hydro, and the previous night it was -1 degree, so the water was so cold.
Uh-huh.
I didn't feel any of that. Any of the benefits you're talking about. No. Like, I was sore from the cold. Yeah, I felt that bit, like pain. But I got out and it took forever to get dried because...
Your hands aren't working.
Yeah, and they don't have like warm... Like, you're basically in a shipping container getting changed. So I would rather do something like that. If I'm going to do a sea swim, I would rather do it in like July.
I would rather like fill a bin or something up with ice water,
jump into
in
the
back garden, and then get into my house quickly.
Yeah, I actually agree with that.
I just pack up a wee mug of coffee and a hot water bottle and my big coat, and it's just so cozy. I
feel
love
as
it.
Though the cons outweigh the pros.
Yeah. Well,
you're not going
to
cut your hands in your bin.
No. Paolo Ross. It was a bit you need to disagree.
Well, then, also, Paolo once dragged me up a mountain one time, and I didn't enjoy that either. So, no.
Maybe you guys are just misery.
Probably says her sitting there with the cold, miserable all morning.
Then I went to the launch of my friend Board of Lunches. Board of Lunches? Board, how do you say
lunch.
That?
Board of Lunch.
I know, but if I went to his... launch. It's Board of Lunch's launch.
I mean, we know where we are.
Oh my word, say that 5 times.
Board of Lunch's launch.
Say that 5 times.
Board of Lunch's launch. Fast. Board of Lunch's launch. Board of Lunch's launch. Board of Lunch's launch. Board of Lunch's launch.
That's
very
good.
Wow.
So I went to Nathan.
Get a job in the pantomime.
Move over, May.
His book launch, his slow cooker book, and he's got an air fryer book coming out later. So that was really fun. That was at the weekend. And I've been sick ever since. See, I was more convinced I got sick from that than the sea swim in the morning. I thought I got sick from socialising with people.
Yeah,
I
no, I
trust
get that.
People. Mm-hmm.
We've talked about it before when we all got sick from the Christmas party. Like, it gave me a real appreciation for how actually beneficial it is just to not go near people.
Yeah. Because, you know? I mean, it could be the sea swims, but the 2 times I've been in a big
ended up sick.
I've been sick.
Yeah.
So I thought it was that. And then last night I baked some banana bread.
Oh, are we in 2020?
Done that in a while, yeah. Reminiscing.
So there were 2 bananas and they were literally like so brown. And I'm sick of, like, I don't want to throw food away. We don't throw a lot of food away in our house anyway because I'm very good at shopping for like what we need. But the one things that do go brown is bananas. And it didn't even used to happen because I used to use my bananas for my acai bowls and I would put them into a plastic bag.
Connor's raging with a buzz, by the way, if you can hear that.
Sorry.
I would put my bananas chopped up into a plastic bag and freeze them for my acai bowls. But then I started trying to use less plastic in 2022 as well. So I bought those reusable bags.
Yeah.
Right, do you know what I mean? They're like silicone.
Yeah.
But then I only have 2 of them. So until I use up my frozen banana, I can't chop up my bananas. So that's why my bananas have been going brown.
Okay.
So I made some banana bread. It was tasty. I actually meant to have some for breakfast this morning, but I forgot. I've only remembered now I've seen a picture of it and I'm sad.
Oh.
I feel as though Melissa is very soon going to be going vegan and driving an electric car.
No.
I actually was meant to do, not Veganuary, but me and Ashley were going to do vegetarian.
I love meat so much. We went actually for dinner. Scott and I are doing this thing. We're going to try and do a date night every Friday in 2023. I don't think it'll happen. But just because, like, when you live together, you sort of become a bit complacent and you forget to actually go on dates. So we were like, why don't we set Friday as our date night and we'll do it every week? And I was like, oh my God, 52 dates this year. Wow. So we'll see. So we went on a wee date night as well. That was lovely.
Are all of those dates going to be food?
No. So
I
like,
that'd be quite expensive.
No, I know. So last week we went out for food and we've got like, we've got Valentine's booked and we've got our anniversary booked. Mm.
Go to the Giants match this Friday. That'd be a fun date night.
Yeah, we could.
It'd be a fun date night.
Yeah. I think this Friday we're going to do like cooking for, well, he's going to cook for me, like in the house. And then I've got this idea for one that I want to do.
Is he a good cook, Scott?
Yeah, but yeah. Better than me. Yeah. Which isn't hard. But he is.
What's your idea? Are you allowed to tell us? Are you allowed to give it away?
Yeah.
If we all promise to keep it secret.
I can't remember what it's called, so there's no point.
Oh, right, okay, right. So I think I've got an idea, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'd have to show you. I'd have to do some research.
Okay.
And then another date idea that we've had, but uh-huh. I have to ring up and see if it still exists because I can't book it on the website. It was actually Scott's idea. He came home and he was like, we need to do a ski lesson. You used to be able to do ski lessons at We Are Vertigo.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. But like on their website, it's not part of their activities anymore because we're going skiing in March and none of us have ever skied before.
There is a dry ski slope somewhere. I don't know.
There's one up in Four Winds. It's not there anymore.
Oh,
well, taken away. Well, that's what the We Are Vertigo one was, and it's not on their website anymore, so it must be gone.
There is one in Lurgan, but I don't know if it's actually like being used or not anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be good to have a lesson, I think. So I thought that was a really nice idea as well.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
So lots of fun times in 2023 ahead.
Yes, including Connor's quiz.
Let's do it.
Stays on. Disclaimer, just because we said Connor's quiz is going to be fun doesn't mean it is.
No. Thank you for stating that. Read the T's and C's. So this week's quiz is called Riddle Me This.
Oh, I hate
riddle
riddles.
Me This.
Oh, I like that though. I like that.
Can you hear me if I do this?
Very vaguely.
Point it down.
Pull it down.
I have.
So like, can you do, no, but do this. See, she'd be able to do that. There you go. Yeah.
Speak.
Hello.
Yes.
Doesn't make much doing the show lying down.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you know what it is? I just want to sit back and I can't.
So is your bad back something that has also come from cold water swimming?
No. Curtis, how long have I been complaining about bad back?
It's been forever. I've had to listen to it. Do you want to swap chairs? Because I've not been using my back support. You want to swap chairs?
Because that would be better for you to like sit up straight rather than, because you're not really lying straight or sitting straight now.
Right, okay, let's swap.
Do you want to swap chairs? Right, I'm not even going to bother editing this, to be fair.
Sorry, listeners. Again, behind the scenes.
I can't wait for you to try.
You're not going
to
be able to squeeze past me.
Sitting with the back, like, forward.
Oh my god, wait there. Oh, the buzzing stopped.
Has it?
It is.
It was going there for a second.
Right,
stop
now.
Oh, here it's so low.
I didn't know how low it was.
This is so bouncy.
I didn't know how low this was
that I was on.
Oh, I am a queen. This is incredible. This is a throne. It doesn't go up or down.
It doesn't. Oh, this is a dreadful chair.
Okay, so
why don't you sit back for a second?
Oh, wow.
You literally lie down. It's so bad.
Actually, I liked your idea, Melissa. I might do that myself. We've really let the standard slip because I'm not even going to edit that. So.
Oh, come on.
I am not editing. No, I can be bothered.
Fine. Okay, so this week's quiz is Riddle Me This.
Riddle!
I have got riddles. I need the answer to those riddles.
Okay.
This is good for like atmosphere, so I can be like, I'm here now. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm not going to lie. I'm terrible at riddles. Terrible.
My worst nightmare. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
First one. How many months have 28 days?
Curtis, all of them.
Well done, mate.
I literally was going to say one, so that's good. So glad.
My thing with these is I always overthink these types of things where they're very simple at times. Okay, one
little
Curtis.
Well, can I just say the answer was 12, not all of them.
Okay.
Because Curtis might not know how many months there are.
What occurs... What occurs once in a year, twice in a week, but never in a day?
Curtis.
Yeah?
Oh, I was going to say night, but that couldn't be right, is it?
No.
Once in a year, twice in a week, but never in a day.
Yeah.
E.
Yes.
The letter E.
Well done, mate.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Woohoo! I can't believe I got that.
One all. Okay.
I didn't know what the best of it was. I was thinking about the word once instead of the word year and week.
Okay. Third question. One all. Barry's dad has three sons, Snack, Crackle, and...
Curtis.
Barry. Oh.
Yes.
Now I said my name.
Sorry.
You did. Yeah.
Were you going to say Pop, though?
Originally, yes.
Okay. Two under Melissa.
Oh my gosh, I'm doing well.
There's a bowl with seven apples. You remove three. How many do you have?
Curtis. Three.
Yes.
Hey, I thought I said my name first.
No, I think he got in there. Okay, to y'all. This is my worst nightmare because this is something that would come up in like a math GCSE question. A cashier at a butcher shop is 5'9", wears size 6 shoes, and is 28 years old. What does she weigh?
Melissa.
Curtis!
She wears me. Hey!
So, sorry.
I literally said it too!
Melissa said it, she can have the point. Sorry.
Neat! Okay, 3-2 to Melissa.
I don't know if that's my point.
Okay, next question. What has a head, a tail, and is brown and has no legs?
A head, a tail, is brown and has no legs. Oh, Curtis!
Mm-hmm.
A coin? Like
I
a 2p?
I give you that.
A 2p?
A penny.
Copper.
Penny.
That's good.
Three all?
I thought I was thinking along the lines of like an otter or like a
an
slug.
Otter?
A slug.
All right.
Slugs don't have tail. Suppose a slug's head and a tail are the kind of a snake as well.
Well, I don't like snakes.
So, like, is a snake?
Don't talk.
Is it just a head or is it just a tail? Where did, you know, where does the head finish the body begin? Or is it just all tail?
It finishes when they swallow humans whole.
Okay, three all. Next question: what has many keys but can't even open a single door?
A keyboard.
I will give you that.
A piano.
The answer I'm looking for is a piano.
Wow.
4-3 to Melissa.
I mean, I got it, so. Did you know that one, Curtis?
Yes.
Okay, next question. What kind of murderer is full of fibre?
Melissa. Fibre one bar.
What?
Full of fibre? Kind of murderer?
Yeah.
Full of fibre? Corn? It's corn.
Fireman.
Okay. What? No.
I don't know.
What kind of murderer is full of fibre?
Oh, Curtis.
Yeah.
A serial killer.
Yeah.
Well, it depends what cereal you're eating.
Yeah, but they are.
You might not be eating Bran Flakes. You might be having Cocoa Puffs, and I don't think they're full of fibre.
Okay, well.
They're not full of fibre, but there's fibre in them.
Yeah.
So I love Cocoa Puffs.
I have had a bowl 2 days this week because I haven't been feeling well, and it's my favourite breakfast.
Cocoa Pops are banging. Mm-hmm.
Do you drink the milk from the bowl afterwards?
Absolutely not.
No?
I hate milk.
That's right, yeah.
I only take enough. Like, I take 2 tablespoons of milk. Just enough to wet them.
But you're still... But you're still eating Cocoa Pops with the milk.
So yeah, but I would never drink the milk at the end.
Drinking the milk at the end is the best. Do you know what's the best bit? So do you know when you get the end of the box and they get all powdery?
Mm.
And you pour the chocolate powder in? And then the milk?
Milkshake.
Apparently... I've never tried it, and I don't think I'd really be into it. Have you seen the choco milk thing in like the yellow tin carton? Apparently, if you heat that up, it is the best hot chocolate you'll ever have.
I might try it because I would drink the cans from Tesco every now and again. I would have a wee notion.
Okay, for all, I didn't think this was going to happen because I've only got 10 questions, so hopefully there's going to be a winner. All right, next question. I travel all around the world but never leave the corner. What am I?
Curtis.
You said your name first.
Did I get it first?
Yeah.
A stamp.
Yes, Matt.
That's really sad.
Okay, 5-4 to Curtis. Come on,
Curtis.
Oh,
it's not over.
Was it still going? I thought it was in.
There's
one more.
Won.
No, there's one more. A fruit. What fruit can never cheer up?
Melissa! Absolutely no idea. I just wanted to say my name.
Curtis. A melon?
No.
Melissa.
A sad berry?
Melissa, a raspberry. Melissa, a strawberry.
No.
Melissa,
never cheer up.
A grape.
No.
Melissa, a banana.
No.
Melissa, an orange.
So close.
Melissa.
No.
Curtis, a banana.
No.
A blueberry.
Yes.
Ah.
Oh my god, I need to. Can we not just call it a tie? So I need to think up of another.
You have to.
Question.
If we call it a tie, you have to do a whole quiz next week.
Oh no, I'm not doing that.
And if we do, if you don't want to do that, and we settle for a tie, then me and Melissa have to do the quiz, which only you can win.
Okay.
So that won't be fair.
I don't know any riddles. Right there, let me just type in the Google.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodcut? No, that's not going to work. It's because I got it wrong.
That was bad.
Wasn't it?
Okay.
They were quite easy riddles.
Google,
because
I know,
we both
I didn't want to make
really
it quite
got
easy
hard.
Riddles.
Yeah.
That's really a bit rude.
Well, that was the name of the quiz.
Mm, just
okay.
Kidding.
Final
Riddle
question.
Me this.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Steps.
I will take that answer.
Footsteps.
Footsteps.
Huh?
Yeah. So Curtis won. You have to do the quiz next month.
I never would have got that. So
no,
that's fair
I wouldn't have gotten any of them, I don't think.
So I won?
Yeah.
Well
yes.
done.
Well done, mate.
Stays on. First winner of 2023.
Well done, yeah.
All I can think of is Leona Lewis. You walk with me for Prince.
Wonder what she's at now.
Counting her money from One More Sleep every year.
Yeah.
No doubt, because it is a banger.
Guy, yeah.
Bleeding Love on Cool Goes Quiet. Still a banger.
Keep bleeding.
Do you think the listeners still enjoy the quizzes?
Probably not.
I mean, if we,
should we
enjoy
ask
them?
Their input?
Hey, I still enjoy them. I actually love it when Connor does the quiz because it's always the best.
Thank you.
And it's so annoying because he really does put in minimum effort. Sorry. Right. His quizzes are better than mine and better than yours, whether you like it or not.
So you didn't like my quiz where I made French animals' names and you had to tell me what they were.
That's, like,
effort went into that.
I know. You always come back to that. It's as though it's the only thing that you have.
Connor's done.
It's the only one I can remember doing.
Connor's done a lot of really good quizzes.
He has.
And I haven't done any, and you've done one.
Petition for Connor to just do the quiz every
year. Yeah.
I feel as though that was a backhanded compliment.
What?
I feel as though you're saying I always lose quizzes. Hence why I always do the quizzes.
You're the best of a bad
bunch. Somebody's oversensitive in 2023.
you're the best of a bad bunch,
yeah,
I think
you.
Is what Melissa's trying to say.
Yeah, you definitely are.
Anyway, so if you had 24 hours to do whatever you wanted, what would you do? I forgot to mention that's what we'd be talking about today,
so
isn't it?
That's this week's topic.
Have we not already been talking for like an hour?
We'll drop a few ideas in.
Because
so.
I don't think I can hold this microphone for much longer either without my hand cramping.
If Connor could do anything for 24 hours, he'd be able to let go of the microphone. Yeah. Right, so you can go anywhere. So you have unlimited money.
Yeah.
You can teleport so you don't have to spend hours on a plane.
We've got unlimited money.
Unlimited money, 24 hours, no travel time.
Can we guess where each person would go to? Can I guess where you would go?
Where I would go?
Yeah.
Okay.
The moon.
Why?
I know, yeah.
I just feel like you've always wanted to go there.
I've never once expressed interest in going to the moon. I've never once expressed interest in going to the moon.
You always wanted to be a pilot, so what's one step bigger
than
that? Where
does a pilot go?
Yeah, but like one step bigger with unlimited cash in 24 hours and you could teleport so you can't use your time travelling. I just thought you would go to the moon.
Would he go by himself or would he take someone with him?
Just by himself and Alfie.
Lonely.
He'd take Alfie.
Him and Alfie in the moon.
It's not lonely because it's only 24 hours. He'd be back in time for dinner.
From what I'm led to believe, there's actually not a lot going on up there.
Yeah.
Like to take a wee nosy. So I was wrong. Okay, never mind.
Okay, 24 hours, unlimited money. What would I do?
Well, it's good that you came prepared.
Yeah. Listen, I made up a quiz and came up with this topic as well.
You came up with the topic 3 days ago. You took 3 days to think about it.
Probably, if I could, I'd love to like play football with Man United at the minute, seeing as we're playing well.
You'd probably get a spot on the team.
Yeah, probably would, to be fair, yeah. Listen, you can't talk. You're a Chelsea supporter.
I know.
Is that what you do?
I think so, yeah. I can't really, like, I'd love to. Whenever I was playing golf, like, it would be great to play like a round of golf at Augusta or something.
Oh,
with,
that'd
like,
be cool, yeah.
Tiger Woods.
Like,
that'd
be awesome.
Unreal.
This isn't really. This is just like, what would you love to do in your life?
Yeah.
Well, what would you love to do if you had unlimited money for 24 hours and could go anywhere?
I'd go to the Maldives.
That'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Because that's where I want to go. Like, I really, really, really want to go. But if I had 24.
And go cold water swim.
Come home with the gold. Like, I want to go to the Maldives and I want to, like, swim actually with the underwater fish.
Oh, no. I'd love to go and swim
as opposed
with the pigs.
To the above water fish.
But it's called deep sea swimming, isn't it?
Yeah.
Underwater.
Flying fish just.
I mean, the underwater is so scary. They probably are flying fish. It's quite scary.
The ocean
they're
terrifies
flying,
me.
Swimming.
Or I would just do something like I'd have the most awesome day from start to finish.
Like what? Describe your most awesome day.
Go to New York.
Right.
Start the day with breakfast at Tiffany's.
Right.
Then head on over.
Does Tiffany's do breakfast?
Yeah.
Can you get breakfast on it? Okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
They've actually just opened one in Harrods.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's a pop-up. Okay. You have to go downstairs to get to it. Cool.
So is that what the song... I always thought the song was about a lady called Tiffany.
No.
It's not. It's about. Oh, right. Okay. I always thought like Tiffany does a good breakfast.
For some breakfast.
Then I'd go to an afternoon show. I'd see something on the West End.
What would you see?
Broadway. Probably Wicked. I'm going to see Wicked at the end of the month in London. But I've seen Wicked so many times, and it's just always going to be my number one pick because I love it so much.
So you would spend your time in New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could get a lot done in 24 hours if you don't have to include travel.
You could. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're not getting stuck in traffic.
Yeah, and unlimited amounts of money.
Exactly. So then, you know, you're heading on down to shop on
Fifth
Rodeo
Avenue.
Drive, which is definitely in LA.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's definitely not New York.
Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
And with unlimited money, your girl is walking in, you know... You don't have travel time, so you don't have to stand in queues. I'm accounting for. Like, I'm just having the best day ever, right?
Okay.
Buying myself my dream bag. Then I'm heading back to the hotel for a nap because even though I've unlimited time, I've actually got time to nap because I haven't wasted time queuing.
What is your dream bag?
I don't actually have one.
Well, a nap is a big part of your day, so that fits into the perfect
day
ever.
Then I'll go for a few drinks in the evening, and I might even go and see a second show because it's New York, it's Broadway.
Yeah.
And then I'll go for dinner. It's just a great day.
Just a great day.
Yeah.
I'm going to New York as well.
Are you?
So I am starting my day just off Broadway in a wee diner called Applejack's. Which is great, Applejack Diner.
Specific.
Okay, well, I've been there before.
Yeah.
So you're going there and you're getting the pancake stack.
Yeah.
The pancakes, bacon, maple syrup, sausages.
Banging.
The whole
lot,
right?
And you didn't have to queue.
Didn't have to queue. Eat that, smash it, coffee, free refills, two or three coffees maybe, and then down to Central Park.
Yeah,
walk
I forgot
it off.
To add that in.
Yeah.
You're
walk
right.
it off, right?
Where's the Rubens place?
Rubens?
Something deli.
Oh, Katz's Deli?
Katz's Deli.
I've not been to Katz's Deli, but I do want
to go there.
I'll add Katz's Deli onto it.
Yeah.
So go to Katz's Deli. That's in New York. That's more Midtown.
For a
so it's down
breakfast.
The other way. Second breakfast.
Yeah.
Pastrami, mustard. Oh, great. So I'm going there.
You've worked up a second appetite because of the walk.
Uh-huh. You've done that. Then a wee walk around Wall Street because I really like that end of the city for some reason. Walk around there and then back up to Times Square to a place called Junior's,
okay,
where they do the best cheesecake you will ever have.
Where are you getting the belly for this?
You're bulking.
It's the best
like...
day ever.
You're going to make yourself sick.
Do calories not exist in this 24
unlimited
hours?
Unlimited money and unlimited stomach room.
Okay.
And unlimited notches in the belt
right.
as well. Stretchy trousers, I think, are the key here.
Sweatpants, no dress code.
So to Junior's
right.
to get a cheesecake. Just straight up.
Oh, just the cheesecake.
Vanilla. New York vanilla cheesecake.
Well,
yeah,
that's just your dessert belly. You don't need
exactly.
a unlimited belly. That's
so
fine.
We'll have that. And then what we'll do is we'll go up to Toronto and then we'll walk around Toronto a bit because I didn't get to spend enough time there last time and I really liked it.
Do you know what you could do when you get there? Do you know what you could do for me?
What?
Get me a French vanilla because there's not one in all of Belfast because they've got no French vanilla powder and I haven't had any since before Christmas and every time I go, I want to cry.
I'm not going
to
do that because it's my best day ever and not yours. So right. don't be
you've
nervous.
Got unlimited time so you could drop that home to me.
It's not
go
unlimited
back.
Time, it's only 24 hours.
Sorry, you've got unlimited travel
time. You
can
have time to walk around to Tim Hortons and be like, look, my mate can't get a French vanilla in Belfast.
And what you could do is you could literally airport that home to me. Go back to Toronto and still get on with your day because travel's not included.
How do we have unlimited time if there's 24 hours?
It's not unlimited time.
It's unlimited
time.
Travel time.
So
oh, sorry,
instead of
exist.
Having to fly back to give her, I'd be able to teleport.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, but yeah, I'm still going to have to waste like 3 minutes while they make the French vanilla.
Well, Curtis,
so,
I took a nap in my day. There's 3 minutes.
Well, that's your problem if that's how you want
to
use your time.
There's 3 minutes.
I have other stuff to do. I go to a Toronto Blue Jays baseball game.
Okay.
Because that was really good. I enjoyed that. And then it's getting towards the end of the day, so I'm flying home. Doesn't take much time, but
no,
I'm flying home. I'm
like,
stopping in Iceland.
Right.
Quick dip in the Blue Lagoon.
Oh, right. I thought you meant like Iceland. Like the
No. Stopping in the Iceland because
I
need to pick up some chicken goujons. So I'm stopping in the Iceland. No, I'm stopping in the Iceland, the country,
right.
not the shop. I am quick dipping the Blue Lagoon and then getting one of the hot dogs that they do there because they're so amazing.
Yeah.
And then that's my 24 hours and I'm done.
Okay, I feel as though mine is.
Yours is the worst.
I'm going to go and play golf.
No, mine is, I'll go play a football match with Man United and then I'll go to Hawksmoor in London, get a massive steak, mac and cheese, cream spinach, fries, all sorts. And then I'll walk that off while playing a round of golf at Augusta with Tiger Woods.
With Tiger Woods, interesting.
Yeah. And then I'll go to Vegas.
Yes!
I go to Vegas and wear a tuxedo in a casino. And
a casino.
I couldn't get that out of my head.
Tuxedo in a casino.
And then I would go to LA.
The casino.
He's in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm in
He's
Vegas
in the,
at the minute.
Casino. Casino.
And
in
then
Vegas.
While I'm in Vegas, I would go and do a food challenge.
Oh, okay.
What that would be, I don't know. Maybe another big steak. And then I would.
There's the Heart Attack Grill in Vegas. You could do it.
Yeah, yeah. Go there.
And now then, you know they spank you if you don't finish your dinner.
Well, that's unlimited belly room, mate. So I would finish.
True.
And then I would take a little pit stop in LA.
Right.
I would like, not really in the basketball, but I would like to go just to kind of see a basketball game. And then go to the Maldives, go swimming with Melissa, with the pigs.
And the pigs and the underwater
you
fish.
You're sharing to me is the pigs.
No. No, I am not. And then I would finish off sunset in Ibiza.
Nice.
Here, I'm not going to lie. That's a sick 24 hours for all of us.
That is, yeah.
If we wanted to do
myself,
like, all of that stuff, it would take at least a month.
It would.
Yeah.
What a sick 24 hours we've all just had, eh? And now we've got to go and do our real jobs and just think about all the stuff we just talked about. Pop into the DMs on the What's Happening Podcast Instagram. You can let us know what your dream 24 hours would be. Remember, unlimited money and unlimited room in the stomach, so you can eat as much as you want.
No travel time, and no getting stuck in traffic, and no queue time.
No delays at the airport.
Yeah.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? You can do that over on the What's Happening Podcast Instagram, and you can be Listener of the Week while you're there too. Melissa, what has somebody got to do to be Listener of the Week?
Not very much.
Exactly.
You just really have to follow us on Instagram.
Many ways.
Just show up.
The bare minimum.
Just show up.
But
follow
what you
us.
Could do is you could head on over to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. We would love that.
That would be super, super nice. Connor's off to London now, so who knows when we'll see him again.
I am, yes. I'm not here next week. Melissa, maybe the week after.
I'll see you this weekend, I suppose.
Yeah.
If you're feeling better.
Don't get used to it.
Right. And on that note,
goodbye.
See you later.
Bye.